The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. And I have a friend in here, which is why I'm walking on sunshine, because the sun is out this morning. She always brings sunshine into the studio when she's here. Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team from Levin Rinke Realty. Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
Walking on sunshine.
Awesome. I love it.
It's Friday Eve. I'm ready to
go.
You know?
Yes.
So it's all good. It's all good.
Awesome. Awesome. Real estate market. Lots of fun things to talk about.
Yay.
I posted on Facebook. And by the way, if you guys want to, I love being friends with all of you. So find me on Facebook or Instagram. On Instagram, it's This is Christina Leavenworth. And then if you look up Christina Leavenworth on Facebook, it comes up. But I put on there like, hey, let's send in your questions. So please, everyone, if you have questions, what's the number for them to text or call me?
Text it in this morning, 850-437-1620. She is our real estate expert. So take advantage of this extensive knowledge that she has, because she really does. I'm not just saying
that. Yes, I love the questions anytime. But right now, it's a weird market where buyers think it's 2008, mm-hmm. and then the sellers think it's 2021.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
Neither one of them.
Okay.
It's neither one of them. Homes are not flying off the market. Yes, we're getting multiple offers, but buyers, you can't come in and get like $75,000 off list price if it's mm-hmm. listed, if it's priced at $250,000. Maybe if it's priced at $1 million, you might.
Right.
So we're just seeing it. It's a more balanced market, definitely inching closer to that buyer's market where we are seeing just homes take a little longer to sell. Buyers are really looking for value.
Mm-hmm.
They want to like pull up and be like, man, I'm getting some good bang for my buck. And when they feel that, that's when we are getting those multiple offer situations. And those homes are beautiful. They have that great curb appeal. They have been well maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a good value compared to competition. And the buyers still recognize that.
You think buyers are more a little smarter today than they used to be? I mean, it seems like you have so much information coming at you and when you're trying to figure things out. But sometimes that could also be a detriment, right?
Well, I was telling my team about this. Like the second you say, I'm thinking about buying a house, of course your smartphone hears you or something.
Yes, and then
your algorithm changes. And so I've talked to them about talking to their buyers about this upfront, being mm-hmm. like, hey, we need to be your economist of choice, where come to us if you're freaking out. Don't go to your aunt who bought a home 30 years ago and bought it for $70,000.
Right.
She has a different perspective. Come to us, come to your lender, come to the trusted professionals so we can tell you what's going on, because you will get all sorts of news in your feed, people saying, oh, the market's going to crash, never buy a house. Then you get others saying, now's the time to buy.
Oh, so much
You're
information.
You're going to hear so much information. Mm-hmm. So I think they're getting a lot of information. Whether they're more educated, I'm not quite sure. Because again, mom and dad, they have great intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes though, they want different things than what you want.
Mm-hmm.
They think you should have that 3,000 square foot house, and maybe you want a 1,400 square foot house closer to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So we really help them navigate all that for sure.
Well, that's what is great about you, is they can come in and sit down and talk about everything that they're looking for, how much they can afford, find out exactly where they're at in the market today.
Exactly. And
we do that all day, every day. Yeah.
And we're honest with our sellers too, saying, here's what we're dealing with the market. And I think a lot of people are sitting back going, I don't know what these tariffs are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen with our economy. So we're not seeing people jump as much. But, I mean, we have seen multiple offers, and it's the weirdest thing. It's at like week two or three. It's like the buyers needed to sit and simmer, and then they kind of all come out in force. It's like, I promise I'm not lying. There's multiple offers. Like, come in with your strongest. And that's been strange.
Hmm,
it's hard for me to wrap my brain around
that.
What
do you think that's about?
I just think they're taking their time. time. They're mm-hmm. going, all right, that looks nice. And then they have time to talk to their spouse about it. Be like, hey, what do you think about this house? Maybe they don't have to run like their hair's on fire mm-hmm. to see it and throw offers in.
Right.
And then they go, all right, maybe we want to see it next weekend. And then we want to come back next the following weekend to see it. And then they have time to like ask their lender, what does this look like for me? They just have time to ask more questions, which mm-hmm. I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're waiting for the price to go down too, to see if that changes, possibly.
Not really yeah. within the first month. You're not seeing that too much, because if you were to list your home and then you got three offers week two,
right.
you're not going to do anything. After that, they might be more negotiable, and mm-hmm. we help them navigate that. But we're finding that sellers aren't crazy negotiable, but they might help you with your closing cost a bit. You might see some wiggle room there.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Talking with Christina Leavenworth with Leavenrinke Realty and the Leavenworth team. If you've got a question about buying, selling, the real estate market, 850-437-1620.
Yes, please send them in. Interest rates still around 7%. I know that like FHA and VA loans, government loans, closer to 6.5%.
That's still good.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's tough, though. It does really impact your monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some buy down programs with some new builders where you can get down to like 4.9%.
Ooh, that's
which
excellent.
Makes it pretty affordable. Different options like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing now is if you're going out to buy that home, you're probably going to get it at a cheaper price. Interest rates will change. But once interest rates do go down, all those prices are going to go up. So if you are thinking about buying a primary home, I think it'd be a great time to do it
mm-hmm.
because you're going to have more control, which
right.
is always a great thing,
mm-hmm.
and not feel so stressed, not so rushed, and hopefully have some, you know, give and take where maybe the seller will help you buy down your interest rate. And we have all sorts of ideas on all this. Like, you just have to talk to us because it gets really complicated.
I was just going to say, those are the waters I don't know how to navigate.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you have to have a realtor that you trust, that you has experience. And I can actually say that Christina helped me with my first home many years ago, believe
yes,
it or not.
Yes.
So we go way back. So, but that experience, the trustworthiness, the credibility, those are all so important. And you can't get that when you go up to a house that has a for sale sign on it.
Yeah, no, you absolutely need that. You need just someone to be able to listen to your specific situation and mm-hmm. and figure out what your goals are. Is your goal to live in this home for 3 years and turn it into a rental? Or is it more so like I need the payment as low as possible? And then we're going to go a different route, because an older home, that won't be that for you. You could probably spend more on a newer construction home and have a lower payment versus getting an older home with higher insurance costs, higher electricity bills. Your overall payments would be higher. So we just mm-hmm. hear them out on that mm-hmm. and help guide them.
Well, in an older home, too, the likelihood that there's going to be needed repairs at some point when the AC runs out, when things that are working fine now, but maybe in 2 or 3 years or not. So
yeah.
that's another thing when you have a home, but when you buy new, or then you've got...
You at least have some time on it. You
sure.
have some time going, all right, things should work for at least a good 5 to 7 years, hopefully.
Yes.
And there's different warranties you can put on it to prolong it. And those are all those hacks we know about mm-hmm. that we would love for you to call us and just, yeah, again, put us in your phone, Christina Leavenworth and her team, or Christina Leavenworth team at 850-378-1260. And anytime you have a real estate question, my team's ready to answer them, and they love it.
Okay.
We all geek out on real estate. We're all weirdos. Our spouses hate to be around us because all we do is talk about real estate, and we all talk so fast and talk on top of each other. So they,
shocker.
Yeah, I know, right? And then they just go on the side and they're like, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So in this market, the Pensacola, like Escambia, Santa Rosa County, Pensacola Beach, Navarre, what are you seeing in terms of the types of homes that people are really gravitating to? It seems like there's trends
yeah.
along the way. Are they going bigger, smaller? With kids, without kids? I mean,
it just really depends on their situation. If they have another baby on the way,
mm.
they don't really care about the interest rate they currently have. They don't care about that 3% interest rate when you have, you know, one extra child and now you have to have three kids in a room.
Yikes.
And you go, all right, we need more room.
Mm-hmm.
And we just look at all the things they're dealing with in their life. So we see all the luxuries still selling pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Condos are having the toughest time.
Because of the home association fees, you think,
maybe? That, and with today's current interest rates, if someone's buying it as an investor,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't exactly make sense. It's not going to cash flow for them.
Right, because the rental price is so high. Rentals are so high right now.
Well, for them to get, they're not going to make enough for just even their payment.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be buying it as something to use. end rent out, someone that just wants it as a true investment, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
So we're seeing those sit a lot longer, and a lot of people are just nervous because, I mean, the HOA, some are as high as like $2,800 a month.
Ooh, gosh.
Yeah, so
that's a lot.
Yeah, that is the extreme of it. That's the extreme of it. But then we still have some, you know, that are much lower than that.
Mm-hmm.
But really navigating those waters to help people out to see what's best for them.
Mm-hmm. And what about the sellers? Where are things standing for them in terms of getting it out there? If someone is thinking about it, they're on the fence, but now the kids are graduating, things are changing, and there's circumstances. They don't need, like you said, they don't need as big a home. Yeah.
And
what
is it
like
now? It really
depends
on our sellers. So the vast majority of sellers are sitting on so much equity. So yes, maybe you're not going to get the price you had hoped for in 2022, but you're still sitting on a ton of equity. And if you want to move and be near the grandbabies, again, that's priceless.
Right.
That's priceless. And the market determines the price. I wish I could determine the price. That would be really, really fun.
Right.
And I would have every single listing in the world because they'd all be $1 million. But we don't. The market does. And we just really watch the market. And recently, we've gotten calls from people that haven't been able to sell their home with another agent. And they are just so frustrated and tired. And it's not that they don't like their agents or that their agents didn't do a good job. They're just looking for something fresh. And what we tell them is like, hey, here's all the things we do. And part of that is having really honest conversations, saying, hey, this house down the street from you, that one moved and we really analyzed it. We think we got to drop the price.
Mm-hmm.
I recently had a neighborhood in Navarre and there was like 20 homes on the market. And I showed the homeowner that and I go, if it were me, I would be priced below all those. And she goes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And that was one we got multiple offers on.
No kidding.
So when they're listening to our price, and it's all common sense, but sometimes when it's your home, it's hard to make it common sense because you're emotional.
Well, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Exactly.
I mean, you're just in it. And that brings up something that you talk about all the time, which has so impressed me, is getting the home ready for sale, because you may not be able to see the fact that your lawn does not look good.
Yeah.
You might not be able to see the fact that that orange couch might turn someone off.
Yeah. And we come and we really make it look as great as possible. And sometimes when those people do call us where they've had a tough time with the other agents, we can see the photos and we're like, okay, first of all, we would pare down a bit more and we would have removed this and that. We could have done better photos. One recently, they had 14 photos of the outside before you got to the inside.
Oh gosh.
And
that's
this,
a telling.
And it was a complicated property. I was like, and the description should have gotten to the nuts and bolts within the first like sentence and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know that from journalism. You gotta bury the lead.
That's right.
Don't bury the lead.
That's
like
right.
So and
you don't want to bury your house in clutter when someone walks in and all they see is the clutter. They don't see that you have this great space or the walls or the closet. They can't see it.
And that's important for us. Like, you know, as far as the photo, the best photo is the lead. So I need the best photo to be the first photo on there. If you're putting like, 12 photos at the front of the house, you've lost the people.
Mm-hmm.
They've hit the snooze button. They are not paying attention.
I actually get suspicious.
Yeah.
When I see lots of outdoor photos and maybe one or two indoor, I'm thinking, okay, which room did they not show?
Yeah.
What's
so
going on here?
People think all sorts of things like that. And then again, most people do not read every word of the description.
True.
So we really try to like get the best part in the first two lines, hoping they'll read that. And we do all sorts of creative things to not bury the lead because we want people to see the best parts of your home ASAP so we can get them in your home and fall in love with it.
Makes
and
sense.
And then that's where that staging really comes into effect. And a lot of times a deep clean, it goes such a long way. And one of the members on my team, he told his sister, and her home was very clean. He's like, here's what I would do. I would have a deep clean. They're going to get the baseboards. They're going to get the windows unlike any other. And when people walk in, it gives them a better experience.
Absolutely.
I mean, we all know that. Like if you walked into a hotel room that had like dirty windows and dirty baseboards, you're like, ugh.
Well, and I hate to say it, but when we live in a home and let's say we have a cat or a dog, we get used to certain odors. We don't even smell it when we walk in, but someone that's not been in your home before immediately walks in and goes, ooh, what's that smell?
Ooh. Yeah.
And you're not even aware of it. So just a 100%. Deep clean will get rid of that.
Yeah, 100%. And that is just a big thing that we really suggest. And then, you know, have your lawn mowed beforehand.
Yes.
Different things like that. And the people in Navarre, they had no yard because they didn't have any sprinklers. They're like, should we put sod there? Yes. Yes, she should. It'd be worth it. And it was very important to them to sell quickly so their family wasn't divided. Mm-hmm. And so being able to do that and hear their goals. And again, like I wish we could set the market, but we don't.
Right.
Another thing is there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of equity in their homes. And they're like, what do I do? I don't want to be a landlord. And I want to sell it, but I don't have enough equity yet because maybe they bought it 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We do have some plans for them if they reach out to us. Just different types of creative financing to try to make that happen. Looking at their interest rate. Do they have an assumable loan where they would be okay, you know, having someone assume it? So we talk about all that with them. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to bring that up because that is something we're seeing in our market is a lot of people with not much equity and they're kind of stuck.
Right, of course. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty, our expert on the expert panel this morning on the real estate market here in the Pensacola area. If you've got a question, text it in 850-437-1620.
Yes, absolutely. We love your questions. Sometimes you guys come in with some crazy ones that I don't know and I have to learn something. And other times it's fun actually saying, hey, here's the deal. Here's mm-hmm. what we're looking at.
Yeah, if you've got a situation you're thinking about this and you're not sure, this is the lady to ask the questions of because she really is knowledgeable.
Yeah, and I would recommend this. If you're not truly a motivated seller, this probably isn't your time to put your home on the market just to see what happens. I wouldn't do that. Like for motivated sellers, like we're going to get your home moved. But if you're wanting a price that you can't budge on, mm-hmm. and that is just because it's a price that you want, not
you have
with
in
the
your
market,
head.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Not based on equity or anything like that, then I probably would wait a bit. Mm-hmm. I probably would because where are you going to go? Like you got to find a house, you know, and there's just a lot of moving parts. I'd probably stay in your home. And mm-hmm. we tell people that. We had someone recently where we told them this is what the market bears and they were hoping for more and we were honest and they said, okay, they're like, we actually think we're going to stay here because we like our home. We just were thinking maybe to move. And I don't think this is your market unless you have a strong desire. If you want to get to those grandbabies, you have another baby on the way.
Or a relocation, your employment job, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Life changes, all sorts of things.
Okay, let's see. I'm looking here. Okay, we have a question from a listener. Could you please elaborate on assumable loans? I saw one on Zillow that had a 3.25% interest rate, and I was curious how I could continue to get that interest rate if I bought a house with a new mortgage or with me on the mortgage. Thanks.
Yeah, we do assumable loans all the time. So if it is a VA assumable loan, sometimes that seller really wants another person who qualifies for VA. This means that you like served in the military and you're eligible for that to assume it because then they get their big pot of lending money back.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, though, they are to a point where they say, I don't even care if I don't get my eligibility back. That's what it's called with like VA loans. So like, let's say your eligibility is 300,000. If all that's tied up and you gave it to somebody that's not VA qualified, then it's tied up for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's another VA eligible person, they take it over, then you get your eligibility back. So if it's at 3.25, if the loan's at 200,000 and they're selling the home for 300,000, here's the whole caveat here. Mm-hmm. You have to bring $100,000 cash to the table.
Wow.
And
okay.
Then you assume their $200,000 3.25% interest rate. So what we see a lot of the time is either people that sold their homes and they are sitting on a nice pocket of cash, mm-hmm. them doing that, or cash buyers, and they go, ooh, actually, if I could put $200,000 at 3.25, why not? Mm-hmm. So those are two categories we see. But we have a lot of people that have very little equity in their homes. And if it's at 3.25 with little equity, you might not have to bring $100,000. You might be able to just assume the loan and maybe then bring $15,000. And it's different on each one. And you just really need to see that. And we help navigate it all the time. They take longer. They typically take 60 to 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just some hoops people have to jump through. And the banks with the assumable loan aren't always the best at picking up the phone. I think they've gotten better at it,
mm-hmm.
Where we just have to hassle them because they're not really making any money.
Right. So they're not quick to answer on this one.
Yeah. They'd rather have a new loan. So mm-hmm. that, and a lot of people said, couldn't I get a second loan? Couldn't I do this? No. When you're assuming it, that main bank says you cannot have a second loan here or anything because that other loan would be second in line to the first loan. And no one really wants to take that. If you default, then the second loan doesn't like stand a chance of really getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
I know
sense.
This is a lot, so I can explain it more. And we actually have a list of all homes that are available as assumable.
Oh, that's interesting. Anyone, where would you find that?
From me.
So, oh, yes, really?
Yeah, from me. So just text or call 850-378-1260, and we can email you the list of all the assumable home, all the homes with assumable loans in the area. And you can look through it and see if any work for you. And then once you say, hey, I like this home, that's when we call and we find out what's the balance on it, what's the deal, mm-hmm. will they allow a non-VA person to assume it, or does it have to only be a VA person? So those are questions that we help you with.
Well, you are certainly the expert, because this is an area I know nothing about.
Yes.
But hearing you explain it, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's hard. And like, if you don't know what a VA loan is, it's, I'm just throwing out a bunch of like acronyms out there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you need a realtor. There's so many like terms in real estate that make zero sense. And we can make it very easy for you to understand.
Well, and you have the connections too, that if something is that you don't know, you know the people to contact to find out exactly what's going on with it.
Yes. And typically the types of loans that are allowed to be assumable, they're VA loans and FHA loans.
Mm-hmm.
So FHA is more likely to have anybody be able to take it, whereas the VA, most of those people want another VA eligible person
veteran.
Taking it. So another veteran taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are that's really what we see here. So, but there are some like options out there for sure.
Interesting. It's such an interesting topic. So thank you so much for that question. If someone else has a question, we still have some time left. 850-437-1620.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to think of what else we've been dealing with. What types of weird things? I always love the weird stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting time, springtime and a lot of change. People are moving and kids are graduating. So
yeah, I feel like we always have like things where we're putting out fires, and a good agent, that's what we do. Like we're constantly putting out fires, and they most of the time don't even know about it. Where we're like, yay, you're at closing. You didn't know all the things that had happened just with babysitting, like babysitting the lender, babysitting the title company, babysitting the other agent. And we have so many systems in place to do that babysitting where we're like, hey, lender, have you ordered the appraisal? And they're like, and then checking up again, just checking again. Did you order it? I haven't heard anything. Has the appraisal come back? Hey, other agent, have you ordered the survey? Because of any of those things, if there's a delay in it where I really don't have any control other than being annoying, then I'm going to have a very upset seller, or I'm going to have like an upset buyer if we have things not work out where it was someone else's job to do it. So we are professional babysitters where we are constantly on top of them and to the point of being annoying, but I don't mind.
I had a lender
block me the other day because he was not getting back in touch with us and he had a delay of 2 days. And I'm like, I need to know why. I need to talk to a manager. And it ended up closing. It was all fine, but that's not cool.
Right.
That's just not cool. Like, he literally blocked me. And I was showing my team, I'm like, these are all the messages he didn't respond to.
Oh, my goodness.
But you want an agent like that. You want someone who is, like,
persistent. Doing get the job done.
Yeah, persistent. And making sure that they're fighting on behalf of you. And a lot of people are just like, oh, not sure what to tell you. I'll tell you something. We're going to jump in and we're going to
go for it.
We're going to like try to figure this out, because at the end of the day, like calling someone and saying there's a delay makes us look bad when it wasn't.
Well, really, you're being the advocate for your client.
Yeah. And it wasn't our fault.
And most clients like me have no idea what they should do if things aren't coming together.
Yeah. We recently even made like an email to go out being like, there are acts of God. There are hurricanes.
Right.
There are so many things beyond our control. And while we are good and we have inside connections with the weatherman, we cannot control all.
Right, especially for open houses and things
like
that.
All those things. Like, we are trying our best. There's some things that, like, we can, as humans, we cannot do. But I pray, so.
All right.
So there's that.
Well, we're down to the end of the half hour here. So your phone number,
850-378-1260. And just Google Christina Leavenworth. We are all over the place on every website. That's the easiest way to find us. And honestly, any questions, text any hour of the day and we got you.
Okay. And then open houses, things like that. Where can I find out about the listings that you have?
Contact us on our website, bestrealtorsinpensacola.com.
And you have a Facebook page as well?
Yeah, Christina Leavenworth. And then this is Christina Leavenworth on Instagram. And I share all sorts of fun things everyone needs to know.
All right. Yeah. Thanks so much, Christina. It's always a pleasure having you here. Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team for Leaven Rinke Realty. What's that phone number one more time?
850-378-1260.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You can always listen to this broadcast again on our podcast page, newsradio923.com.
We're going to take a quick break for the news, and then we'll be back right here on Pep Talk.